Millions of women live like this today. They are the poorest of the poor. Although women do 2/3 of the world's labor, they own less than 1% of the world's assets. They are paid less than men for the same work, if they are paid at all. And they remain vulnerable because they have no economic independence and they are constantly threatened by exploitation, violence, and abuse. It is a fact that giving women education, work, the ability to control their own income, inherit and own property benefits the society. If a woman is empowered, her children and her family will be better off. If families prosper, the village prospers, and eventually so does the whole country. Wangari Maathai goes to a village in Kenya. She talks to the women and explains that the land is barren because they have cut and sold the trees. She gets the women to plant new trees and water them drop by drop. In a matter of 5 or 6 years, they have a forest, the soil is enriched, and the village is saved. The poorest and most backward societies are always those that put women down. Yet, this obvious truth is ignored by governments and also by philanthropy. For every dollar given to a woman's program, $20 are given to men's programs. Women are 51% of humankind. Empowering them will change everything, more than technology and design and entertainment. I can promise you that. Women working together, linked, informed, and educated can bring peace and prosperity to this forsaken planet. In any war today, most of the casualties are civilians, mainly women and children. They are collateral damage. Men run the world, and look at the mess we have.